wearing his author hat, but he's a dentist as well, Dr. Bradley A. Dykstra, DDS with your MBA. You're an overachiever. Good morning to you, Dr. Dykstra.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hudsonville Dental Associates, your home away from home in Great Hudsonville, Michigan. When did you know you wanted to be a dentist?
Probably that came about in high school when I was going to see an orthodontist. And I thought that looked pretty cool because he just sort of walked around and had all these beautiful young ladies working for him. And I know that's not politically correct, but that planted the seed. I always knew I wanted to work with people somewhere in healthcare. And just the way doors opened and closed, I ended up in dentistry, and I just really, really am passionate about it, and that's why I wrote the book.
Great. Yes, because I guess I'll ask you the question, does a smile impact an overall health?
Absolutely, and there's two aspects of that. One will be emotional health. The other is physical health. And if it's okay, mm-hmm. I'd like to do the emotional health
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've had it many, many times, and I've been doing this for just over 40 years, so I've had a lot of experience. But there have been many times when someone comes in and they don't want to smile. They just, if they do smile, they put their hand over their mouth or they'll grow a really long mustache because they don't feel good about their smile. And there have been many times when we actually have fixed their smile, and it totally changes their personality. And for people especially who work in the public, like in sales, that kind of thing, if they're a really good person, but if they smile and the smile is really, I'll say, awful, it can affect the relationships of their patrons. So a smile is very important emotionally. But physically, too, if we get to our oral health, we have to remember that the mouth is a part of the body. Historically, medicine and dentistry have been very separate. And if we look in the public media today, though, there's becoming a much, much stronger correlation between our overall health and our oral health. And when we think about it, that totally makes sense. Because if we have infection in our gum tissues, if we have infected teeth, that bacteria is going in the blood, and that blood also goes through our brains, through our hearts, through our lungs, the rest of our body. And, I mean, people have died from infected teeth. And people with chronic gum disease, there's a huge correlation with that, with diabetes, with heart disease, with strokes, and now they're even, nothing is conclusive, but they're finding a lot of evidence that it also has an effect on Alzheimer's disease, which is becoming rather epidemic, I think, in this country, or just because we're living longer, we notice it more. So I think if we keep our eyes open, there will be many, many correlations between oral health and systemic health. And even there have been a few times where if something's going to show up in the body, it will show up in the mouth first. And I can think of four cases in particular over the years where what I saw in the person's mouth with their gum tissues or other their normal responses, that there is just something wrong. And again, in retrospect, all four of those people did end up with some form of leukemia or cancer. And so it shows up there first. If your immune system is way down, then all of a sudden they might be getting fungal infections in the corners of their mouth or on their tongue.
And not to scare you, certainly into panic that your life is being threatened but it is important obviously to call obviously to serve as a call to action if you are presenting with any of these symptoms. Obviously, I want to spend a little time on prevention as well. But gateway to your body, how your smile impacts your overall health. Keep your author hat on, Dr. Dykstra. This does take me through basically where it is somewhat my responsibility to be a steward of my smile.
Ha ha, you got it. I love it. And one of the things that we try and do, well, I'll say from the author hat because that summarizes my passions. But we all individually need to take ownership of our health, our oral health and our systemic health. You know, we don't have really a health big brother that should watch over us. We should do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And good habits start early, and I think that's what we cover in the book. The importance of starting out right, and I want to just sort of pick up where your previous guests left off. I heard a little bit of what they said, but things start while, you know, the baby's in utero. Yeah. But for kids, once kids are born, our pediatric dentists like to see the children the first time when the first tooth comes in. Yeah. And it's not so much to check the kid out, but to educate and inform the parents of what to expect, what to do, what not to do. And that is so important because, again, with our pediatric dentists, we often see kids come in 2 years old, 3 years old, decay in every tooth in their mouth, infected teeth at 2, 3, and 4 years old. It's all preventable, but I don't want to blame anybody, but it's just not getting the message out, not. And a lot of people think, oh, they're just baby teeth. They're going to come out. They're not important. They're totally important for speech development, for maintaining space, for arch development. They're just really, really important.
Yes. And obviously, that 0 to 6, as you mentioned, getting that pediatric dentist visit as soon as possible. You actually recommend, it looks like, a first orthodontic visit between 7 and 9?
Yes, because... Again, a lot of times there are minor preventive things that can be done to prevent major problems. But there's some, well, okay, a malocclusion is when your teeth don't fit together well. Mm-hmm. All right. And there are some that if they are corrected early, they're easy. And there's some if they're not corrected, they can end up with a real narrow arch, which affects their nose, their navel cavities, the shape of their mouth. They become mouth breathers, and it can affect the growth of the jaw. So, you know, that doesn't happen all the time, but it happens often enough. It's like, you know, and it gives the parents a heads up. It's like, you know, things are going to be pretty good, or there's something that should be dealt with now, or you may plan on something later.
The other end of the spectrum, Dr. Dykstra, again, author of Gateway to Your Body, practicing Hedsonville, Dental Associates. You also care for sleep apnea?
Yes, and sleep apnea can occur in children, absolutely, and all ages. It also is becoming much more commonplace to actually look for it. And it's just a whole new world. Now, with sleep apnea, there, you know, the standard care normally is CPAP machines. But we have many patients who are like, you know what, I travel, taking a CPAP is hard, or I don't want to feel like Darth Vader at night with my thing on. So, you know, we do have an option for that. But anybody who snores... They think it's just snoring. If they would actually have a real sleep study, a lot of people who snore also are in the early stages of sleep apnea. So that's important to not ignore because, again, sleep apnea can lead to an early demise.
And dentistry, all about people. One of your missions, you present your book to ask us to assist us with improving our overall health, self-confidence, reducing our risk of oral disease, unlocking a full potential. I'm sure somewhere, I mean, not everybody has health insurance. Not everybody has dental. Where do we go from here?
Well, Shelley, that is an awesome question. And it, from our observation, many people feel that way. It's like, oh, I don't have dental insurance, so I cannot go.
You don't want to use that as an excuse. That's why I'm asking, well, what's my option here?
Right. Well, your options are a few. Number one, do you have insurance to get your hair done? Do you have insurance to go to the grocery store and buy food? Some things you just put into your budget. That's option number one. Another option, we actually have rolled out an in-house membership plan where you can sign up for, and it's not insurance, but it gives you certain benefits and encourages you to actually take care of your mouth. But your options, your real one is just take ownership of it and know that the government is not going to or insurance company isn't going to pay for it all. Just like your hair or your food or your car.
Yes, there is, as we mentioned with our last interview, choices to be made. Salad over hamburger, maybe 90% of the time. Gateway to Your Body, how your smile impacts your overall health. Dr. Bradley Dykstra, how do we find out more information?
How do we find out more information? You can check out our website, HudsonvilleDental.com, or actually I have a personal website. Bradley A. Dykstra, DDS.com. But if they have any questions, they can call our office or check our main website, and we have links to everything.
Awesome, and I'm sure the book is out where all fine books are sold.
On Amazon.
Gateway to Your Body. Thank you for your work. Take care, Dr. Dykstra.
And thank you.